This Fan Run podcast is brought to you by DraftKings.
Hour three kicking off in the Fan Run studios. Hour three headlines. Draven, what do you got for us?
John, since you're all about awards, I guess I should announce your NBA All Defensive Teams for the 2020-21 season.
Okay.
First team, your boy, Rudy Gobert.
We got Ben Simmons got to be on there, right?
Ben Simmons.
We put Marcus Smart on there.
Marcus Smart did not make the cut. No, sir. Any other guesses for first team?
Simmons.
Giannis. Giannis has got to be on there, right?
Giannis is on there, correct. Antetokounmpo.
So there's three. Simmons, Embiid, Giannis.
Joel Embiid.
No, he's second.
Joel Embiid made second team.
Drew Holiday on there?
Yep.
Drew Holiday is on there. I saw that he got a $100,000 bonus for making the all first defensive team.
That's a nice little check.
Yep, not too bad. He gets $1 million if they win the championship.
He's not getting that $1 million. All right, go ahead and tell me the other person.
It is Draymond.
Oh, yeah.
Draymond don't. Green, don't. Come on.
I know, I should have got him.
Second team included Bam Adebayo. We had Jimmy Buckets. Like you guys said, Joel Embiid. How about Thybulle? Thybulle making it. Surprise a little bit.
Three offensive. So the Sixers got three defensive first team, second team players.
Ooh. And then Kawhi Leonard.
Makes it kind of impressive that Trae Young was the youngest player ever to have 25 points and 15 assists in a playoff game last night.
Yeah. Wow, legendary.
Against three all defensive level players?
I mean, Ben Simmons can't guard everybody. They're pretty
Matisse
good.
Thybulle.
They can switch. Obviously, they can switch between three people and they should be good to go.
Yeah.
Makes it really impressive that Trae became the sixth player in NBA history to score at least 20 points in his first 9 playoff games.
Wow. What a stud.
Joining pretty elite company, excluding Derek Coleman, who is kind of just the guy everyone talks about, like the most like wasted potential. He was the number one overall pick at one point from Syracuse.
What year?
Big fat bald guy. What year did he get drafted? That's a good question. It'd be somewhere in the 90s. Hmm. Everyone says he was like really talented, but just lazy. But joined him, Kareem, LeBron, Anthony Davis, and George Gervin. The Iceman. That. Really, so those all defensive teams really just made me appreciate Trae even more. Wow.
Thanks for that, Trae.
Three.
You're welcome.
First and second team defenders, and they can't stop.
Crazy, huh?
Ice Trae. Wow.
I mean, they were stopping him. He was just doing everything.
Got his points.
Dishing out to
still
everybody
got that
else.
25.
18 assists and 2 turnovers, pretty good.
What did he shoot again? What did you say? Over the
8 of 26.
25 points.
With a really hurt shoulder.
What's the math there?
Less than one shot per game. 1 point per game. Less than 1 point per shot, but add the 18 assists. So, like, that created how many points? At least
30. 18 assists were impressive.
At least 30. They said he had 34 assist opportunities, which basically where guys missed a shot, missed a couple alley hoops, missed a bunch of wide open threes.
What the hell is that? Missed an assist. Yeah, everybody could probably have 30 or 40 missed assists by the end of the damn game.
I was just pointing out how many open looks he created. It's a lot of open looks. He just dissected that Sixers defense. And I ain't forgot you, Chance Collins. I know you're on vacation. I ain't forgot your little tweets from the other night. Mm-hmm. Duck Rivers figured him out.
Did
he
ever respond to you? What did he say?
Say he was waiting on him that I didn't disappoint. I don't know what the hell that's supposed to mean. Maybe he thought it was a good reply. Because I accidentally replied to the wrong tweet at one point that was also criticizing the Hawks. And then I was like, wait, that's not the one I wanted. This is the one I meant to reply to. Looks like they figured him out last night when he had, again, 18 assists and 2 turnovers against 3 all defense guys.
Wow. Wow.
What a beautiful pass that was at John Collins in the corner for 3. Did you watch that? How good was that pass?
I did. That was huge shot.
It's nice to see him hit one from 3.
How good was that pass, though? I mean, Luka throws one behind his head, and everyone's
Collins been hitting threes. Collins a good 3-point shooter, actually.
Luka threw the ball behind his head. Look. Oh. How about that pass in that moment, down 4, against 3 All-NBA defenders. Boom. Right on the money. What a pass. Right in the hip pocket. And again, credit to John Collins.
Luka guy, he threw the ball behind his head in a regular season game. What a pass!
You could praise Trae Young without completely bashing Luka like you tend to always do.
Sometimes I can't.
I know you can't. You can't help it, can you?
It's been 3 years. It's been 3 years of just the narrative. The media is kind of corrupt, to be honest. The media is kind of corrupt.
Lying media,
you are the media.
That's why I'm doing my part to uncorrupt it. I'm not the mainstream media, though. The big powerful media. You know, Donald Trump was onto something there, to be honest.
Mm-hmm.
He was
media bias.
He was onto something there. It is true.
Why would we favor Luka over Trae when Trae is a United States?
He's white.
Luka's from another country.
Doesn't matter.
I just feel like we don't even embrace foreign players. You even said that with Jokic. Like,
Cam.
People didn't like Jokic's
MVP. You feel like just white foreigners got it better than you? I mean, I was just asking. I mean, Draven's trying to.
If they're casually walking.
You kind of look European, to be honest. If you told me he
looks
from
European,
Slovenia,
he kind of looks like Bruce Wayne.
If you told me Dre was from Slovenia, would you really like question it, or would you be like, yeah?
Yeah, I can see it.
It's true. No one's ever told you look a little Eastern European.
You look Eastern European a little bit as well.
If Draven had a Russian accent, you would definitely believe he was from Russia.
Well, yeah. I think anybody with a Russian accent, you probably believe they were from Russia, Cam.
If I had a Russian accent, would you think I was from Russia?
I would say no. That's Cap. Cam's
There's
not from
no
Russia.
There's no way.
He doesn't look Russian. You kind of look like you could be in a John Wick movie, though. Intern Ryan.
Yeah.
Okay.
You do kind of look like you'd fit as a henchman in a John Wick movie.
Yeah.
Maybe. Three all defensive players, man. I forgot as he made that beautiful wraparound pass right in the hip pocket. A little personal. He outscored the Sixers 6-2 by himself last night in the last minute and a half to win the game.
Ugh.
Wow. With a hurt shoulder, which, again, he hasn't really talked about because he's a warrior, unlike Embiid. Did you know Embiid was hurt?
Yeah.
You could tell? Yeah. He wouldn't let you forget about it, would he?
You done?
Yeah, I am.
Okay. Speaking of Draymond Green just staying in the NBA, Lillard and Draymond among the initial commitments to Team USA for the Tokyo Olympics.
Draymond.
Yeah. Here we go.
Did we ask?
The dynamic duo.
He called him up and said, hey, I'm coming.
There's a lot of concerns about these players, you know, playing in the Olympics, especially as we get further into the NBA playoffs. But
I feel like Draymond is working on his brand, man. I think he wants that spot.
TNT.
Yeah, I think he wants that spot. On TNT, I think he.
He's still a first team all defense. Like, let's.
Oh, I like Draymond. No, I like Draymond. I just wouldn't think of him as an Olympian, but I guess.
Has he been on the Olympic teams before?
I don't think so.
You know,
I mean, maybe 2016, but like.
Been on a bench or something.
Yeah, I feel like he's some role player at one point. Maybe I'm wrong. Could be. Speaking of just staying in the NBA, did you see that the NBA's competition?
2016 Olympics seems so long ago.
It really does.
I guess it's been 5 years. I guess it has been a long time, but I. In here, I used to love the Olympic basketball team. I can't really think of who was on the team.
In 2016?
Draymond
was on the team.
So that was Curry's first time there, I guess, maybe. Did he go with Curry? I guess that would be them coming off of their championship, too. So.
You know,
Clay
was on there, too.
We won, right?
Yeah, we won. Yeah. I'm rooting for Serbia. Jokic and Bogdanovic.
That's all they got, though, right? I mean, there might be.
They were good, though.
Is there any other good Serbian players in the NBA? There might be another one.
I'm sure there's at least another one. I remember watching them in the FIBA in 2018. They were pretty good. Maybe that was the Olympics in 16. Anyways.
Yeah, there's nobody. Staying in the NBA, though, like I was saying, the NBA's competition committee meeting Monday yesterday. I don't know how the meeting went, but there was pushes to close or do the elimination fouls for unnatural movements on jump shots. Leaning into fouls, doing all that. They're going to talk about that and see if they can figure out a way to eliminate that. I feel like this is going to be hard to do, though, right? I mean.
So, like, what are we going to do? Like, take away fadeaways? Take away leaners? Like, people
that's
shoot,
what I'm saying. Yeah, but I guess if you just see, like, a player really leaning into a foul, but I mean.
Judgment call again.
Exactly.
Like,
yeah.
That's what we need. Let's give the refs more judgment calls. I mean, they're trying to stop Trey from jumping backwards into a shot.
Probably fair on that one.
He's just doing what's within the rules.
Although it's weird. I mean.
Part of his game.
Theoretically, if a guy like if Embiid is stepping up and he all of a sudden jumps backwards, I mean, can you not say like, "Hey, I'm trying to jump away from Embiid"? Like, I can't help that Ben Simmons is running behind me. Like, that seems like a natural thing. Although sometimes it's just puts his ass into him, tries to draw a foul. Like there are foul hunting, yeah. And the guy, I really hope this is going to take away from the pump fake jumping into the three. Like, I think that's what I think mainly
mm-hmm. is going to be the thing. Which that's fine.
They blame it on Trey for like jumping it to the side or the back, but like the one with the pump fake, then I'm jumping into you 3 feet away. Like, let's get rid of that one. That's the one nobody wants to see.
Yeah,
Trey ain't the only one that does that. There's a lot of guys that do that.
Yeah, I would say that's a go-to move.
I hate that move.
Yeah,
that's a good rule change.
Yeah. See if not official yet, but they were definitely in the talks yesterday. We have a couple of players holding out of camp, John. A couple of big time players. Xavier Howard, one of the better corners in the NFL over there in Miami. Apparently, he's holding out, wanting a new contract. Of course, they just also signed Byron Jones last offseason, made him one of the highest paid corners in the NFL. So, probably thinks he deserves a little bit more than that guy. We also had surprise Jamal Adams not showing up, not participating in mandatory minicamp.
Does he want a new deal?
His personal reasons.
Is that what he said?
They excused him.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, either way, and then we also had Stephon Gilmore, who does definitely want a new contract, and not much of a surprise that he is holding out as well. Big deal, little deal, some of these guys. I mean, we usually have these holdouts every year.
We'll see. So who? So it's Howard in Miami.
Yep. Gilmore with the Patriots, and then I guess Adams, like Cam said.
No
more excuse. Yep.
They're calling Howard's a unique situation. What's unique about it? Have they given the explanation? That's the headline right now on ESPN. Ooh. Let's see. He didn't show up for mandatory minicamp. He's officially a holdout. Let's see. Renegotiation after one. What does that mean? After 1 year, I guess. We talked about internally. He was extended, and now we're talking about potential renegotiation after 1 year. So I guess they extended him last year, and now he wants paid again.
That is weird. Okay. Yeah, that's a unique situation.
I mean, I would say, like, well, you just signed a contract after 1 year. Why are you wanting to go back to the board? But if he didn't perform, and they cut him, like they did to Kyle Van Noy.
Yeah.
Like, the Dolphins did that, right? Like, didn't they sign Kyle Van Noy and then cut him after 1 year? So, if I am Howard, I'm like, yeah, I'm going to get all the money I can get out of you before you get rid of me. So, makes sense, in my opinion.
That would check out, man,
Get your money, young man.
Absolutely.
And it would be, that's the ultimate what about. Well, come on, you just signed this contract. Honor it. It was just 1 year ago. Oh, yeah, what about you cutting Kyle Van Noy, huh? What about that? Well, that was different. How's that different? And I imagine they're going around and around in circles like that.
Yeah, I would say so.
So when Brian Flores calls it a unique situation, he means it's unique because, you know, the team just did what they're mad about the player trying to do.
Right.
And they're just sitting there arguing.
Wanted to get this MLB headline in. Did you guys see that players caught with – is forward substance on the hands? Is that becoming an issue?
Yeah. Oh,
has that been an issue? Yeah. Okay, yeah.
The Garrett Cole really made it.
Yep.
Right. Yeah, well, yeah, the whole comments, I guess, was that last week?
Yeah.
And then they have now announced that any player caught with any foreign substance to face a 10-day suspension is what they're going to be calling out for.
10-day paid suspension.
Is that suspension? So
I guess
the hell
they can't,
is this?
Well, I'm guessing they can't change it to unpaid during the middle of the season without like a whole discussion with the players' union in the off season.
What's the point? What is this going to scare anybody from?
Embarrassment's the only thing.
Just the headline,
Yeah, the embarrassment. But hey, you ain't going to miss any game checks, so run me my money.
I was about to say. I mean.
Need a vacation? Look at this. You guys see this? I'm pitching for like the Pirates or another team that's just awful. Like, yeah, here, you got it right here.
Oh, no, you got me.
I'm going to the beach. Ooh. All right, see you guys later. What, something happened?
A little interesting little thing I'm seeing on this. They're also going to be investigating the catchers throughout the game. Huh. Never thought of that the catchers might have something going on that when they go up to the pitchers' meetings.
They're like transferring it over?
Yeah.
I know they thought the catchers might be trying to put something on the ball, throwing it back.
I guess they're covering all their bases right here.
Hey-o.
The baseball joke. There you go.
Hey-o.
Cam, you got trivia topics ready to go?
Yes.
God. You don't want to play?
No, let's play.
You about to walk
play.
Off like LeBron, dog? Is that what you're going to do?
You're
going to start moping back on defense?
This time. Let's play.
You're off to a good start as far as the better attitude goes. Stick with us. It's Talk Sports on Fan Run Radio. All right, let's play some Tuesday trivia. Cameron.
Yes.
What are the topics, my friend?
All right, we got slogans.
I love slogans.
We got movie link.
I love movie links.
Again, I did this last week.
That's a fun one.
That is a good one. I just want to do some of them this time.
Ryan was on it.
I liked it.
Just keep going, man.
We got NBA playoff records.
That's going to be hard.
We got general trivia. And we got Spotify streams.
Okay. One last week. I'll go first. Give me movie links for three.
Movie links for three. All right. You got Baby Driver, Amazing Spider-Man 2, Soul.
Ooh. Soul?
Yep.
Jamie Foxx
is correct.
That was a good call. That's the only person I knew who was in Soul.
Thank you. Thank you. I know he's the bad guy in Spider-Man 2.
Oh, yeah. Electra. What's his name?
Electro. Electro.
And I was 99% sure he's in Baby Driver, but I've never actually watched that movie.
I've heard it's great. Yeah, I've heard it's a really good movie.
All right, man. Here we go. What are you feeling? You got it listed out in front of you?
Yep. What are you feeling, man? Which one of those jumps out to you?
Okay.
Oh, my God.
Come on.
Let's go.
That's what we do here now.
Let's go. We can do slogans, man. We can do slogans. I'm not great at slogans, but, You know, let's get. I feel good about it.
Two or three?
Three, man. We gotta go three. Okay. We gotta go three. We gotta keep pace.
All right, the quicker picker upper.
Swiffer.
Oh yeah, yeah, that's right.
Swiffer is incorrect.
It's Bounty.
Oh.
It's Bounty, right?
Yeah.
What's
yeah,
Swiffer? Bounty. I thought that
Whoa.
Was right.
Wow, I did too.
Well, obviously, you guys.
I don't even know
what Swiffer.
Well.
How
I thought
about?
That was right.
The confidence.
He was very confident.
No, I was making me second guess myself. Let's go movie links for four, please.
Movie links for four. All right.
I said it
I
too.
Felt so good.
All right.
Quiet, please.
Avengers Endgame.
Damn it.
Early man.
There's like 30, like 30 people in that movie.
Hey, I had to up the
Is this a four? This
yeah.
It's a four. But yeah, Avengers Endgame, Early Man, Kong Skull Island.
Early Man. What the hell is Early Man?
It's an animated movie.
It's probably gonna be one of those damn Chris's.
So many, guess.
There's so many damn Chris's. Early Man. What the hell is Early Man? What's the woman's name? Is that Scarlett Johansson? No, she's not. Is it Scarlett Johansson? Scarlett Johansson? Scarlett Allen? No. This isn't going to be right, but the only actor I'm confident in Skull Island is John C. Reilly, but I don't feel good about
John
that.
John C. Reilly is incorrect.
Is it
Tom Chris, Hiddleston.
Who the hell is Tom
That
Hiddleston?
Is correct.
Or the Spider-Man
Loki.
Guy?
Loki.
Damn, we should
oh,
have
yeah.
Okay. No. All right.
Early Man. What is Early Man? Do you know
it's
what
like
Early
an
Man?
It's an animated one.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I haven't seen that. I just know the commercials.
Okay.
All right. Ryan, pick the next one, man.
Dude, well, I don't even know what to think about Spotify streams.
You want to go with it?
Let's do a... Let's get a three in here.
All right.
Let's get some points on it. You want general or Spotify?
Let's just do general, man. I don't know about the Spotify right. stuff.
Let's do some general for three.
All right. General trivia for three. What does... BMW stand for?
BMW something motor.
Yep.
What would the W be?
I don't know. Volkswagen's the German one.
BMW. Where's BMW from?
That's what I'm thinking.
Is it from Germany?
Are you looking at me?
Is it from Germany?
I don't think it's
German.
I think Volkswagen is the only German one. But, God, I don't even know. Because the B, I feel like, stands for a city.
British.
British motor. I don't.
Vehicle? Or W? It's a W.
Vehicle? With a W?
Wheels? What a disaster, man.
Oh,
disaster.
What the heck? Yeah, I know. Cars is not my strength over here.
Go ahead and take your guess, man, so I don't look stupid. I'm tired of looking stupid.
Just for the record, he did the quicker picker up. That wasn't you. That was his fault.
Yeah, that was true. Yeah. You're right. Yeah. I've actually had a pretty good round.
Yeah.
Just haven't said anything.
Just haven't done anything. All right, we'll go British motor. I don't even think of a
wheels.
W. Wheels.
British motor wheels. That's what we're going with.
You got one of the words.
Oh.
Motor.
Mothers.
What
it's
is?
Barbarian Mother Works.
This game's
Barbarian?
Mm-hmm. That's a three. That's a three.
Give me a...
You didn't know
did
it,
know
John.
One, John.
Don't act like you knew it. You didn't know it.
Spotify streams for three. I'm not. If I say yes, you're going to not believe me. And if I say no, you're not. The audience isn't going to believe me because they know I'm so smart. So I'm just kind of stuck in a rock and a hard place.
Spotify streams for three.
I didn't know you
So
know.
All these, all this data I took is basically as of June 2021. This artist is the only artist with two songs in the top 10 most streamed Spotify songs of all time.
Of all time.
Mm-hmm.
Let's do the NBA playoff next.
Two songs, top 10 all time. I got
yep,
three choices.
Streams.
I got three choices. The one I actually want to pick. This might be, I don't know if you can give me this information, but like,
no.
Are we counting like features or like are they included in features?
Features do, yeah. Okay. The name showed up on there. Yeah.
Okay, well, that changes the answer. I was thinking Ed Sheeran, but because I know he's got like a billion Spotify or YouTube streams on that one song. I was thinking Bad Bunny just because he's the biggest global artist in the world. But I'm gonna go with Bieber just off the, because I mean I feel like Despacito still has to be in the top 10, so I'm going with Bieber.
Bieber is incorrect.
Damn
it. I actually, let me double check, but I don't even think he has one in the top 10.
Okay.
It is actually Post Malone. Post Malone has Rockstar and Sunflower are both in the top 10.
Sunflower.
What top 10 stream songs of all time.
Man, that Spider-Verse movie really got that one.
Yeah. It's a good song. The other one sucks. I don't like Rockstar.
You're telling me Despacito? Is it on there?
Nope.
All right, we're going to go. You
do we have anything to
let's
lose?
Let's do
right
NBA
now.
Playoff record, man. Let's do okay. NBA playoff record. Okay. Let's get our asses on the board right here. For the love of
God. Comes in at 35.
Pick a number.
We'll do three. I feel good with three. We can do three. NBA playoff NBA record for three, Cam. Come on. Give me a.
All
right. Right here. Come on.
In 2000, this player set the playoff record for most free throws attempted in a game with 39, but. He only made 18 of them.
Be Shaq. Has to be Shaq. Shaquille O'Neal.
Shaq is correct.
Nice looks.
Give me
top ball game, John.
Movie links for two.
I think it's more embarrassing if we compete with you. All
right.
How bad we are.
The Help.
I'm not concerned there's two of you.
Zombieland. Crazy Stupid Love.
Wow.
I was Zombieland last night, actually.
Wow.
Heck yeah.
Don't know this one.
Been on the mind list.
It's a two-pointer.
Let's go. Okay. Well, what are we waiting on?
Emma Stone.
That is correct.
So smart.
Why are you so hostile? What's wrong with you?
All right, Robin.
I can't wait to beat that out of you in a couple of weeks.
Well, I know that he has his eyes set on that movie 5 in the future.
Yeah,
well,
you guys go for it.
We are not doing. We are not doing movie like 5. I will tell you that we are not doing that one.
Go ahead and take that.
We can do a 2.
I'm going to be freaking pissed. If
we're
going to
do
that.
2. We're going to do 2. NBA playoff record 2 wouldn't be bad. General
either
2.
Either that or.
I don't know about the Spotify stuff, man.
No, that was tricky. You know what? I like your confidence with the NBA playoff. Let's ride it. All right. Let's do that for 2.
We'll do it for two.
Keep pace. NBA keep pace playoff ready for 2.
All we're
right.
We're a fourth quarter team, Ron. We're a fourth quarter mm-hmm. team. We just got to get to the fourth.
Sorry, this guy. Player.
Shut up. Try a second.
Set the NBA playoff record for threes in a game with 12.
Klay Thompson
is incorrect.
Is it not Klay Thompson?
Nope.
Who is it?
It's Damian Lillard.
I was about
to God, did it this year.
He just recently
yeah, he
did it.
Just did it.
Ouch.
Give me slogans for 4.
Slogans for 4. All right.
Damn, man.
All the news that's fit the print.
All of the news that's fit to print.
What was Klay Thompson before, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm. You be quiet while I'm trying to think, please. Jeez.
That's so tough. So tough. I'm thinking.
All the news that's fit to print. Man. I'm going to regret this. But I'm going to go with the National Enquirer.
National Enquirer is incorrect.
I hope it's not the New York Times.
It is the New York Times.
God, yeah, that's the only one.
That's
I can
what I thought of. But
okay, so we're down 2.
We're down two.
Four.
How many questions? How many questions we got left here?
This will be your fifth question.
So we got 2 left. We do 7.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Okay.
You
want to
go 4? You want to go for a tie?
You pick, man. You pick, and we're gonna ride with it.
We're gonna go in.
Damn.
Yeah, we're going to do a let's just go ahead and get a tie ball game. How's
okay.
That sound?
Yeah,
let's so do let's
that.
Do general for 2.
General for 2.
General
let's
for
just
2.
Build it up.
Surely all to right. God, man. If I get this wrong.
Who is on the $100 bill?
Is It's Benjamin Franklin.
Benny boy.
Benjamin Franklin is correct.
Wait, did you know that?
Yes, I did.
Okay,
know that,
thank
yes.
God. Okay.
Yeah,
I've heard enough rap songs talking about, you know.
Definitely. Definitely knew that one.
Like you know them all, man.
I know Benjamin Franklin.
I knew that. I literally did. I told you.
I believe you. Give me, give me a playoff record for four.
Oof. All right. Oof. Playoff records for four. This player.
You don't think I would have benefited from bounty? Anyway, he's got Todd Hill. So
this player set the NBA playoff record for field goals attempted in a half with 28.
No years on this or anything? I guess never mind. So field goal attempts in a half.
Seems tough.
And a half. Okay, no,
yep.
Okay, so a half. I'm going to be Starks. Then. There's one name that keeps coming back to mind. Just give me Iverson. Allen Iverson.
Iverson is incorrect.
Who is
it? It is Russell Westbrook.
Oh. I thought that too. What the hell is that?
He's done it twice, actually. He did it in 2017 and in 2018.
Yeesh.
Yeah.
What's wrong with him?
I know.
It was like 6 of 28.
This is our moment. This is our moment. Whoa, whoa, whoa.
I'm seeing.
You have one quote. No, you're done, right?
No, that was a
Can you count?
It's 6 out of 7, I think.
Okay, I said y'all were doing your fifth.
Yeah. Okay.
This is your 6.
Okay.
Sorry,
man.
So we need a 4.
Misheard.
Yeah, you need a 4. Good idea. Good strategy. You need a 4. Go for that.
We don't necessarily need a 4. Right, man. We could do a 2 with slogans or Spotify.
Go for the 4.
We can't do a 2 with slogans.
You've been on
man.
It. You've been all over it today. Hiddleston.
Don't Westbrook. Boost me like this, John.
We are going to do slogans for 2.
Slogans for 2. All right.
Out of my hands.
Slogan is, what's in your wallet?
Good. 2 Spotify and put some pressure. How many 2s are left?
What is Chase's slogan?
Freedom?
I'm not good with
something
slogans.
About freedom? Oh.
I don't know. Spotify for 2. That seems so tricky. Movie links for 5 would be the most fun. But I can lose.
Damn it.
If I give you a 1 pointer up.
Yeah. And that one snuck out right
Spotify
there.
Spotify streams for 2.
That one snuck also, out. That was pure...
Should have discussed the teammate right then. I think that wasn't my official answer. I was kind of looking. But either way.
Well, whenever he screams out like expletives on there, we got to move on. We don't have time to.
Answer the question.
Let's go Spotify for 2.
All right. The song Bad Guy by this artist comes in at number 10 all time on the stream list.
Billie Eilish.
That is correct.
Pressure's on. And the lowest scoring trivia game we've ever done. 7-5.
We have to do a 4-pointer. Mm. Man.
Got some strategy here. Let's see what your boys got.
We can do a 4-pointer, general or Spotify. Spotify one seems stupid. Maybe just a 4 in general.
Could be 5 movie links.
Man, I do not know slogans.
You do not.
I could have sworn that was Chase.
No. You can't picture Jennifer Garner.
I was about to say Jennifer
Man.
Garner.
She's not Chase.
It's Capital One. Yeah. God, I always hate her in those commercials. That's probably why.
I love them.
She's so cheesy.
She's
not beautiful. So overrated.
I think she looks nice.
We're gonna do general, Ryan.
General for 5.
General for 4. And let's go.
For the win. Right,
general
let's
for
go.
4.
Right,
yeah. It's better than Spotify. It's better than Spotify.
Let's talk to each other.
All right.
Oh yeah. Just
all right. General for 4. In 2009. This symbol became the first Morse code character added since World War II.
So stupid, man.
Okay, symbol.
I don't know what Spotify before was.
Okay, a symbol, I want to say, initially, I want to say the hashtag, the pound key. Because I feel like they already, do they have periods? I feel like periods would have been in there already at the beginning to show the end of a sentence. So first symbol added.
And you said 2009?
Mm-hmm.
Where's that brain going over there?
I just still think the answer was Chase, to be honest. I'm still on slogans, too. First symbol added. Since 2009.
2009. 2009 was the start of Twitter.
Yeah.
I feel like, and so it was around that time.
It had to be like the hashtag.
Yeah.
But I mean, I feel like the pound. I mean, I feel like yeah. kind of around.
Pound. Yeah, see, the pound key's been around for a while because it did have that.
You got a time thing here?
Yeah, we are going to need an answer.
Let's go with the hashtag. We'll go with the hashtag.
The hashtag is not correct.
I think they're on the right track, though.
Hey, you were, but it's.
Instead of the Twitter hashtag, I think it was the Twitter at, right? The at symbol?
It is the at symbol.
Oh, man.
Yeah, it's tough. You did get on the right track, though. I thought you were about to get there.
Thanks, Cam, for telling me I was on the right track. That makes me feel better.
Hey, that's better than Chase.
Let's go to break. It's Talk Sports on Fan Run Radio. You know, I'm not even going to brag about that trivia win. It wasn't a good performance.
Nah.
Wasn't a good performance.
Ugly.
Probably should have gotten the Westbrook one. Probably should have gotten that.
We know that one, too. I knew that one.
Yeah. Yeah, you guys actually probably knew more questions. I knew the Bounty one. Actually, I knew the Capital one, too, so it might have been an even...
Yeah,
between that and Hiddleston.
It was Chase,
what was the Spotify streams for? I still find it hard to believe Bieber ain't in the top 10.
The four was despite this coming, the song releasing in November of 2019. It's
like
number two
Road,
all time on the Spotify stream list.
Is it Old Town Road?
Old Town Road.
Nope.
No, it's the song The Box, Roddy Ricch.
Nope. That's
what?
Is that not 2019?
Maybe
the second. What is the song The Box to be the second? Like
that is a good song. That's pretty popular.
I don't think it's enough to
let me see if I can even find
so
it on the
confidence.
List. I was just thinking a song that came out in 2019 that was really bopping. It was a bop.
So, when was Old Town Road? Old Town Road was in 2019, I guess.
Was it 18? Was it older than
that? I'm in the 50s and I don't see the box yet. Oh, the box comes in at 64.
All right.
Not bad.
That's not bad.
Not bad
is
at
it
all.
Like back? No, you're back up? No, you
I'll
already
give you
had
a
question about
the album is After Hours. If that tells you anything.
Oh, yeah, The Weeknd. That would have been a good guess on having two top ten.
Blinding
as well.
Lights.
Ooh.
It is Blinding Lights. Number two all time. Yeah, number one, Shape of You. Ed Sheeran, Blinding Lights. The Dance Monkey Songs, 3. Rock Stars, 4.
Well, you know what? I got to say, I'm looking at these right now, and according to the Wikipedia page, you know what? I don't feel that dumb because Ed Sheeran is number one with Shape of You, and number 11 is Thinking Out Loud.
Yeah.
So
he's right outside of it. Yeah.
So maybe he was in there until Billy just recently passed him. Is that the most recent song, The Bad Guy?
Is that the most recent song? It's
I guess
no,
Blind
the most
Lights.
Recent is Blind Lights, but yeah, that's nuts if it's already up number two. There's a couple 2019.
Senorita by Shawn Mendes. What the hell is this?
I don't even know what that song is, I don't think.
Oh,
Ed Sheeran's got three of the top 14, actually.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like that.
Four of the top seven.
Camila Cabello.
Yeah, Ed Sheeran's killing
that's
it.
Popular
on this.
Song.
Okay, so I don't feel bad about that guess. When I asked about the features, I shouldn't ask. That made me think Bieber because I thought Despacito was in there.
Yeah, I'm surprised how little Bieber's on here. Despacito is.
I might be confusing Despacito and adding it together with just the original version.
Mm-hmm.
The remix and the original version. That would probably make sense. Because the original is 66 and the remix is 35, so maybe if you add those up, they'd be up there.
Mm-hmm. It's a lot of obviously a lot of new songs, I guess, since. You know.
We also had 101 Days as the longest, as the number one. Dance Monkey by Tones and All. What the hell is that?
Oh, that's
like
a good song.
Dance from
What is Senorita by Shawn Mendes?
I don't think I've ever heard
Camila Cabello
and
Shawn Mendes
how,
going
how
together.
How does it go?
It's like,
how does it go? Any words?
La la la.
That is literally the gist of it. Right?
Well, I'm not doubting your abilities. Yeah, that was a pretty la 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 too. Did you have like any experience in the chorus?
Just cars.
Okay.
Yeah, singing aloud.
Okay.
Concerts.
All right. That was a pretty good la la la. You do that in concerts?
Mm-hmm.
You try to sing like
if they ask for it. I try to hit the pitch.
Okay. All right. Shout out to Ed Sheeran.
Yeah,
three of the top 14, four of the top 17. All right. I don't feel that dumb then. I wish I would have guessed him. I should have guessed New York Times, too. Oh, well. Either way. Anything in sports we've missed so far? Harden is questionable. We'll see if he plays tonight. I did forget about the – I don't know if I mentioned it on air or not, but there was that Durant four-point play against the Grizzlies. I think I mentioned that, but that was –
Oh, in the corner?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they're down four.
Yeah.
Tied that game. I think they ended up winning that one in overtime. That was a good moment by him. Anything else we've missed? Portugal, 3-0. Ronaldo becomes the oldest player, I think, to score in the Euros.
Wow.
They went ahead and confirmed that DeChambeau and Brooks are not going to be paired together in the U.S. Open.
Why wouldn't they just do that? Entertainment purposes, man. Come
Someone on. Claims that Chambeau, just DeChambeau's agent just won't allow it to happen. Which I don't know, like, how that works. Like, what are they doing? Threaten to pull out? Like, you'd look so soft, Bryce, if you pulled out. But maybe, like, hey, we won't do any of this other stuff. This match, the stuff you want here, we're not doing that. It makes golf look good. We're not going to do any of these other events. Who knows? But they claim that, like, they won't let it happen. They don't want them paired together. I'm interested to see the heckling that comes out this weekend. Like, if fans would be willing to give up a U.S. Open ticket to try to go and call Bryce and Brooksy. Right, to go there and heckle him and get risk getting tossed out and banned for the tournament, because all of the majors aren't as hard to get as the Masters. The Masters are like, you know, everyone, you'll see it on the timeline all the time, right? Like, oh, yearly tradition, getting told no by the Masters. Tradition like another. Like, everyone gets turned down by the Masters, but I feel like the other tickets aren't as hard to get, but you still probably don't want to throw away
a
U.S. Open pass just to heckle. But maybe. Okay. All right. Did we mention Sheldon Richardson returning to Minnesota? I guess that's the big NFL news of the day.
Oh, yeah. Okay, yeah, I did see that.
Yeah. So the Jets didn't bring him back. He didn't want to rework his contract. So now he ends up in Minnesota.
They also reworked for something with Danielle Hunter, right?
Danielle Hunter showed up. Yeah, so the Vikings defensive line looks a little bit better today than it did. I still don't know if it's enough to try to, like, win a Super Bowl or anything, but maybe they're, like,
a little –
Well, they might be a little fired up. Yeah, they might be like, you know what? Let's spend some money. Like, Aaron Rodgers might be going, boys. Mm-hmm. This division could be wide open. I'm so ready for football. NFL football, not college football. I could not care less about college football. I have a lot of love lost for college football, but not that much love lost. Last call on the other side is Talk Sports on Fan Run Radio. Last call brought to you by our friends that bring you the G3 Help Me Hotlines. That is the Knoxville-based law offices of G. Turner Howard III. If you or a loved one has been injured in an accident, call them at 865-558-8030. They've been serving all of East Tennessee with over 20 years of experience. Let the G3 team get you the money you deserve. That's G3HelpMe.com. All right, let's play some Pump the Brakes. Let's keep it moving. Draven, what do you got for us today?
I have a story.
Let's
actually
go.
I'm ready. Okay. It's probably going to get rolled, so who cares? I'm not going to hear it anyways. But U.S. champion... It's banned for eating this. Hey. Did you guys hear about this story?
I have not, actually.
Yeah, it's funny.
Shelby Houlihan, I'm assuming. Houlihan.
Is she related to Patrick?
What a great movie, man.
That is so funny. Just the
way he does.
Yeah. That is so funny. Just when it just comes out of nowhere. It's just so funny. It's like, someone's got patches on our side. We can do anything. And then... Luck of the Irish, just ironically, just boom right there.
Yeah. Sad, though. It's crazy that I drink my own urine. Like, how good is that? Anyways, Shelby Houlihan.
For some reason, I laugh every time. Like, Steve the Pirate, who the hell is that? He's like, the guy on our team dressed like a pirate. And then he remembers him at the end, and he shows back up clean cut. Oh, Steve.
Great movie. Shelby Houlihan, again, the American record holder in the 1,500 and 5,000 meters, posted on social media, John, that she's been banned for 4 years following a positive test where she concludes was a tainted pork burrito. That's the reason that she failed the test, apparently.
A tainted pork burrito?
A tainted pork burrito is correct, my friend. She said that she received an email from the Athletics Integrity Unit, AIU, on January 14th, noting for her that a drug testing sample returned a finding for an anabolic steroid, nandrolone. Mm-hmm. She said she since learned it has long been understood by World Anti-Doping Agency that eating pork can lead to a false positive for nandrolone.
All right, do we believe this or no?
Like, she's right about, like, you, like, because, you know, there was basically, like, stuff, you know, in pigs and stuff that they pump steroids in pigs, like,
sure.
So that can, but, like, I don't know if she actually.
Or is it just, like, a believable excuse you can give?
Yeah, I think that's
like, what. I would imagine. Crazy. I mean, what I'm saying is, I'd imagine if I was a good, you know, Olympic sport athlete, whatever, getting ready for the Olympics. And again, apparently she is good. She is the American record holder in the 1500 and the 5000 meters. She's banned now for 4 years. I would imagine if I was cheating, I would have my excuse on deck in case I got popped. And I would have researched some things that would make it easy to say, like, oh, no, I just ate some pork.
Oh, she did. She basically was like, I ate a burrito literally like 10 hours before my drug test from an authentic Mexican food truck that serves pig or fall near my house in Oregon, which is basically like pig organ meat. And apparently that, she also goes on and talks about how that has the most like natural, of the chemical, has the most of that naturally is in the pig organ meat. But so she's like, oh yeah, I ate this burrito. Like,
that could
Why would you eat that if you knew you were about to go do the test when you knew the risk?
It's the perfect alibi.
False positive.
Perfect alibi. No, check the receipt. Here's what happened. I was here. So I mean, like, they're not going to like let her appeal this, right? Like, I mean, she's not going to, is she going to be able to let go, or does she have time to appeal?
She found out on the 11th that her excuse wasn't accepted and she just got the ban. So yeah, she could appeal it,
but
she won't find, yeah, she won't find out before the Olympics. Like, I don't think she could get the ban reduced, or
does she not have a coach? Like, right before the Olympics, you would think
you'd have,
coach, trainer, you would think you'd have somebody like that knows this right before biggest moment of your life. And if she isn't cheating and she's just made a bad mistake, you obviously feel terrible because you got to wait another 3 years before the next Olympics.
Yeah.
Although she's suspended for four, so she's going to miss another Olympics too.
I mean, right?
Yeah. Usually, yeah. I mean,
so and then like the U.S. track coach was like, yeah, we're pretty sure she's innocent. Like, and it just sucks just having her career taken away from her, you know, for this situation.
That's
tough. Yeah. Especially if that's actually like what happened. It's like, man, I hope that burrito was worth it. Hope that was a good burrito.
Well, I'm going to say it wasn't. Yeah, I'm going to say it wasn't worth it.
No.
I don't
know if I believe her.
Yeah, I'm not buying it.
I don't know if I believe her, but if she is innocent, that's pretty tough. Like, yeah, you just threw away your career just to, like Cam said.
Eat a burrito.
Eat a burrito. Mm. We got time for one more?
Music's playing.
Oh, okay.
It just started up.
There's a bear on the loose at Rutgers.
Oh, nice.
And the school has simply told people, here's the advice, don't look it in the eyes.
Okay.
This is solid advice.
Yep. Don't wanna die, just don't look the bear in the eyes.
Just pretend like it's not there.
You can walk, you can walk right by it as long as you don't make eye contact,
huh? Do not run from it. Do not look it in the eyes. Don't feed it. Did we see what happened in the Smoky Mountains this weekend?
Did somebody get
some campers were like feeding bears peanut butter.
Oh, idiot.
And then they had to kill the bears.
Yep. Idiots. Those people should be put down instead.
No, I don't necessarily disagree. All right, good show by most of us today. Drives up next. Stay locked in on Fan Run Radio.